here's a story from The World.
These days, the idea of getting on an airplane feels, at the very least, weird. So how about an appreciation of flying through music? Composer and conductor Christopher Tin pulled together themes and passions about flight through history in a work called To Shiver the Sky. Here's Christopher to tell us more about his latest soaring work.
It's an oratorio in 11 movements about the history of aviation, and it's told using the words of the great pilots, inventors, engineers, poets, and storytellers that actually pushed this narrative forward across the centuries. Everyone from Da Vinci to Amelia Earhart to Ferdinand von Zeppelin to Jules Verne to Nicholas Copernicus to Yuri Gagarin. It tells the entire breadth of the story. The song that you're listening to now is called Sogno di Volare, which roughly translates to The Dream of Flight. It's sung in Italian by the Royal Opera Chorus of Covent Garden, London. And this is a setting of Leonardo da Vinci's quote, "For once you have flown, you will always look at the sky, for that is your home, and that is where you long to return." This piece serves as the central motif for the entire oratorio. Every time mankind hits failure or catastrophic destruction, as is often the case in the quest for flight, the dream of flight theme comes back and sort of summons us back to the cockpit. It gets us back on our feet and it reminds us that we need to keep pushing forward to achieve our vision of being amongst the stars. It's sort of ironic in a way to be releasing an album about flight during a time when very few of us can actually travel due to the pandemic. But it was nice to sort of make something that was a reminder that there was a sort of a golden age of belief in ourselves. The final movement of the album is called We Choose to Go to the Moon, and it's a setting of John F. Kennedy's monumental moon landing speech. And what I think is particularly powerful about it is that John F. Kennedy says that we are not going to make space the next frontier for war or hostility. Instead, we're going to fill space with instruments of knowledge and science and peace. And I think that's a message that we can all take home with us for this holiday season.
Composer and conductor Christopher Tin's new work is called To Shiver the Sky.